Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, as ever, to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. It's that time again. Right now, it's just after 1 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, and it's time for the programme. And I hope you're able to spend the next 2 hours listening to myself, John Yule, and a little bit later on, Michael Coates, bringing you the best of swing, jazz, the popular song and blues for the next couple of hours. And indeed, if you can't always join us, why not make an annual date with yourself to listen to us on the podcast by the fire with a nice drink during these winter months. And you can find us, as usual, on www.sheffieldlive.org. Go on to the show page section of the website and you'll find Swing Time there, along with the podcasts of our more recent recordings. We kicked off this week with the New Zealand pianist Alan Broadbent and his latest album, Threads of Time, in which he has raked together a collection of his own compositions from over his long career. We heard Sonny Skip, which is a homage to Sonny Clark, of whom Alan says left behind improvised lines that reminded him of pebbles skipping across a lake, therefore the number that we've just heard. Recorded at the Teaneck Studios in Teaneck, New Jersey, on August the 22nd last year, were Sam Dillon on tenor, Scott Wendelt on trumpet, Eric Miller on trombone, Harvey S. on bass, Lucas Ebeling on the drums, and of course Alan Broadbent on piano. Now on Swing Time to someone who on the British market rates as probably the most undeservedly underrated and underexposed singer there is in America. I'm talking about Vanessa Rubin, born in Cleveland, Ohio, but a resident of New York since the 1980s. She has appeared with a stream of some of the biggest past and present names in jazz, and indeed the composition we're going to hear her singing in a short while was actually composed by Cedar Walton. It's called Mosaic. It comes from her album Pastiche, which was recorded in Systems 2 in Brooklyn and released in 1993. We get solos from Steve Turry on trombone, Roger Byam on tenor, and of course home vocal Vanessa Rubin.
Turn come together, friend. Born from these sounds, all our lives become as one. Life is a mosaic we can create each day.
Mosaic from Vanessa Rubin. Now on Swing Time, it's new release time, and here is a lineup led by drummer Mike Clark, born Sacramento, California. His career has included working with the likes of Tony Bennett, Chet Baker, Wayne Shorter, Nat Adderley, Vince Guaraldi, Gil Evans and his orchestra. He was in Herbie Hancock's group The Headhunters, and with the UK fusion band founded by Phil Collins called Brand X. So he may not be a name you're familiar with, but crikey, he certainly played with some big names there. His new album, Atia Doshin, was recorded at a new studio, in my recollection, and that's the Hideout in San Francisco. San Francisco, things seem to be moving on a little bit there, and I'm pleased to say at the moment. I've got another new album recorded in San Francisco with Northern California musicians lined up for next week's show. And in fact, there's a new jazz club in San Francisco which has been opened called The Black Cat, which you might like to visit if you're in the city sometime. But knowing where it is located, I would advise you to get a taxi to the front door and book one for your return. This album then recorded on the 13th and 23rd of September last year. And we're going to hear a composition by one of the members of the band, Henry Franklin. And this then is Mike Clark's lineup with Midori. Madurai, composed by the bass player on the session, Henry Franklin. The full lineup upon for this date for drummer Mike Clark, the remainder of the lineup, is as follows. Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Patrice Rouchon on piano and Fender Rhodes, who I thought played very nicely on that track we've just heard, and Craig Handy on the saxophones. A mixture of inclusions of compositions by the band members, alongside some non-originals, including some familiar numbers on the album. Some of the tracks are a little easier than others to listen to. Some of one or two of them are, or to my ears at least, a little more demanding, but I'm going to play the two today, the one I've just heard and the one coming up, which I think fall into the category of being the easier to listen to numbers. And so we've got another one coming up for you now. The Mike Clark lineup then, with one of his own compositions, Yukini's Dance.
Thank you.
Just become available in the UK then. Mike Clark's new album is called Atia Doshin and is on a label called Wide Hive. It is generally available, by the way, so I don't think you're going to have to fight too hard to find a copy, even though it was recorded over in San Francisco and comes out on a small independent label. Earlier this year, I played a track from an album recorded by the Illinois operation, Jazz Spectrum, kindly given to me by their musical director, Bob Zorn, who tells me that that is the correct pronunciation of his name and not the version I gave you when I played a track from this album very early on this particular year. Jazz Spectrum comprises of a vocal quartet, Peggy Conniff, Stacey Eifert, Dan Mayer and Dale Tuba, and regular musicians in the group are Bob Zorn on the piano, John Severs on bass, John Effort on the drums, Craig Burgess on saxophone, and Bob Vail on guitar and vibes, with various other musicians providing contributions along the way for different occasions. The album we're going to feature was recorded back in March 2001 at the Woodland Studios in Spring Grove, Illinois, and we're going to hear from the album The Song Is You, an arrangement for Jazz Spectrum provided by Janice Siegel of the Manhattan Transfer. Here's Jazz Spectrum then, and this is their recording of Until I Met You.
But really lonesome as can be, the one lucky day you came my way. I never knew what love was all about until I met you. I knew it right from the start. I used to think there'd never be a girl who'd ever care for me. Then what do you know? You made it so. I never knew what love was all about until I met you. Once we start, then we'll never part. In my blue life, no one at all would even care if I cried. Walking tall, I got a feeling of pride glowing inside.
Love, you're the reason why a lonely girl is right now. And who do you see walking with me? I never knew what love was all about until I met you.
It's cherry pink and apple blossom white. That's bright pink and white. I'd be telling you right. Who would ever believe a guy that looks so cool was such a romantic? He really. Let me tell you now, without a doubt, the rustic Romeo pursued me.
He's got some eyes for
me. I'm telling you, he told me such emotion that I finally took a notion to get
in.
He took the notion, can you imagine his emotion?
And it
was the kind of hope for cooling.
It's a game you favor.
He might be jiving our own fooling.
The winner's
I give you a praise that is real.
I'm sure you know that that's so.
Well, drop my heart now, bend it. Said a few sincere words, never dreamed a minute. To tell you all the truth, I never ever really meant to begin it. How do you explain true love? How can I disdain true love? Love's real exciting, it's so exciting. But when it turned me around, I didn't feel like fighting. It wouldn't have caught me, except when I saw you. I was sure then, sure this really couldn't be. But what do you know, I really so. I'm ready for settling right down. No more running around, and that's the truth, really putting on an act. Really a fact, real, this ain't no time for jiving. Cause what I'm telling you really comes from this heart of mine. And let me tell you, there's an awful lot of sacrifice remaining on the line.
What's this thing people call love? Something nobody has too much of. This game, all misunderstood. But play it, one thing sure, love's what I'm in. Unloose Cupid's bow, let it begin. That's it, let the madness start. There goes my heart.
You got me stumbling, you got me mumbling. I'm like a ship without a rudder, a car without wheels. Unless you feel it, I can't reveal it. You gotta have it happen to you. I know how it feels.
One thing sure, love's got me.
I was knocked out. I took one look at you, and what else could I do? I walked in and I knew there was no doubt, no, no doubt.
I love you, yes, I sure do, yes, I love you. Yes, you know it, I know that you knew from the start.
Now we two become one, and we'll make it together.
I never really knew what love was all about until I met you.
Never really knew what love was all about until I met you.
Good shot.
Yes, Until I Met You, which was written by Freddie Green and Don Wolfe, and is a song very much associated with the Count Basie Orchestra, the current day version of which I'll be featuring quite a lot later on in this hour. That was performed for us, of course, by Jazz Spectrum. Time for the gig guide on Swing Time now, and this is not going to take very long at all this week. Jazz at the Lescar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 3rd of December, features a trio led by the pianist from Nottingham, Lucas Walters, blending rich jazz harmonies with upbeat tempos, so that might be quite a pleasant evening. Making up the trio are Jack Benjamin on bass and Jamie Sykes on drums. I assume they'll be at Cabanos tomorrow. I have no information at the time of broadcast, and I would advise you to wait until at least tomorrow before you go on their website to see if there is a gig on tomorrow. I'm pretty certain there will be. Nothing from Sheffield Jazz this week. In fact, their next gig is not until January the 23rd, so things are all a bit quiet at the moment. Worksop Library, an early heads up there for next Tuesday, when there'll be a rather unusual billing. It's called Belper Jazz Company with Dennis Rollins, the very predominant trombone player, so that should be something you might like to keep an ear out for at Worksop Library next Tuesday the 9th. So if you can't go to many gigs at the moment, there's a couple of films on the go. I mentioned one last week, Blue Moon, the Rodgers and Hart and Hammerstein biography, which has just been released. I indicated from the early reports I'd read that it was rather more a Rodgers and Hammerstein than a Rodgers and Hart story. But in actual fact, I've seen a review recently which suggests it's rather more the other way around and is very much more about Larry Hart. Obviously, the backdrop to the film is the movement of Richard Rodgers from Lawrence Hart onto Oscar Hammerstein when they wrote Oklahoma. Also, the Stephen Sondheim show Merrily We Roll Along, there's a film version of that with Daniel Radcliffe, which has been produced, and that's due for release, I think, in America next week, so it should be available here quite shortly. That's Merrily We Roll Along, the film version of the Stephen Sondheim show. Right, someone I really do wish I featured more on the programme is pianist Benny Green, here performing as a soloist, bringing back memories of a wonderful solo performance from him I heard in London just a couple of years ago. This comes from the album Naturally, recorded at the Clinton Studios in New York, January the 16th, 2000. This is the Wayne Shorter composition, Lester Left Town.
Thank you.
And when he finally takes his foot off the pedal, marvellous playing from Benny Green. Right, on to, as promised, the current-day Count Basie Orchestra, directed by Scotty Bernhardt, and what is still their latest CD, apart from the release earlier this year when they backed the singer Deborah Silver. So the album we're hearing from then now is Count Basie Swings the Blues. East West Studios in Los Angeles was the location, in August, rather, 2022. A guest appearance also from a former member of the Count Basie Orchestra, and that's George Benson. We also get a solo from Scotty Bernhardt himself. This, then, is a composition from Jack McDuff, Rock Candy from the Count Basie Orchestra. Scotty Bernhardt blowing away there, as well as leading the current day Count Basie Orchestra, which, as I said, we're featuring in this little section of Swing Time this afternoon. And from the same album, Count Basie Plays the Blues, comes probably the best-known blues number of all time, T.B. Walker's Stormy Monday. The arranger is Andy Farber, the soloist on tenor is Doug Lawrence, and we have vocal refrain from Miss Betty Lovett.
Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. Long and Thursday's oh so sad. The eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I go out to play. The eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, I get down on my knees and pray. I say, Lord, Lord have mercy on me. Lord, Lord have mercy on me.
Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, the current day Count Basie Orchestra live from Birdland in New York, January 2020. This track features an outstanding alto solo from Marcus Howell, which is here on the Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricker's number from Stop the World I Want to Get Off, an arrangement by Quincy Jones. Here we go then, here is the Count Basie Orchestra and What Kind of Fool Am I? Thank you. What Kind of Fool Am I from the current day Count Basie Orchestra, and that just about rounds up this first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. Martel Coates, as ever, is on the starting gate and ready to blast off with the second of the programme. So, as I say, please stay tuned for Mike's contribution this week. To finish this first hour of the show off then, a Basie favourite, which was again recorded in Birdland in January 2020 by the current day Orchestra. Solos coming up from Glenn Pearson on piano, Josh Lee on baritone, and Robert Boone Jr. on drums. A Basie favourite, composed and arranged by Neil Hefti, this is Whirlie Bird.
Thank you. Mr. Robert Boone on the drums, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Boone on the drums. Josh Lee on the baritone saxophone. Josh. Glenn Pearson at the piano. And how about it for the entire Count Basie Orchestra? Think about it, guys. And how about it for Jamie Davis on the vocals? Jamie. You guys have been a wonderful audience. My name is Scotty Barnhart. Good night, everybody. Here we go.